Kamala Harris complains about gas prices despite overseeing highest on record as vice president. By Hannah Knudsen on April 16, 2026. Failed Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris complained about gas prices this week despite overseeing the highest record ever as sitting vice president in the summer of 2022. Harris shared a video of herself in Charlotte, North Carolina on Wednesday, citing concerns about rising fuel costs. "Hey everyone. So I'm here in Charlotte. Since the start of Trump's war of choice, it's $15 more every time you fill up your tank of gas," Harris said, standing in front of a gas station sign. "The price of diesel has now gone up 80% since the start of the war. And you best believe that's going to carry over to how much you're paying for all the goods that are being transported on those semis," she warned. "We've got a president who is paying more attention to what he thinks is in his best political interest and personal interest as opposed to what is in the best interest of working people in America," she added. Lost on Harris is the fact that the Biden administration oversaw the highest gas prices in America on record. Prices skyrocketed in the summer of 2022. And on June 14, 2022, America saw the highest recorded average price for unleaded gas, clocking in at $5.016 per gallon. Diesel broke its record just 5 days later on June 19, averaging $5.816 per gallon after weeks of climbing prices. On Thursday, the national gas price average clocked in around $4.093 for regular unleaded, up from the $3.169 price average 1 year ago. Some commenters on Harris's post noted that their administration experienced record high prices without a war. "Was Kamala Harris alive when the Biden/Harris administration stopped U.S. oil production and bought it from Venezuela, driving gas prices far higher than the sign of which she stands affront? Delusion," another remarked. "Yet not a peep when inflation hit about 9% when you were in office," another said. One added, "You are joking, right? Gas went higher when you were just a heartbeat away. People remember what they live. Your propaganda doesn't work anymore." Notably, the Biden administration actively axed oil pipelines, creating a negative cascading effect in terms of oil dependence. Trump in recent weeks has addressed concerns about the rise in gas prices during Operation Epic Fury in Iran, asserting that prices will come tumbling down after the U.S. wipes its hands clean and exits Iran. "Mr. President, a couple of questions for you on Iran. The first one affects Americans here at home. Gas prices. Today they hit $4, News Nation White House correspondent Libby Dean asked at the end of March. $4, yeah, and we have a country that's not going to be throwing a nuclear weapon at us in 6 months," Trump said, asserting that Americans are feeling a lot safer. "What is the plan to bring them back down?" the reporter asked. "All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon," Trump answered. Harris's critique comes as she hints that she might run for president again in 2028. "Listen, I might. I'm thinking about it," she said during an appearance at the National Action Network convention, adding, "I'll keep you posted."